Hello all, and welcome once again to another edition of Everyday Black History, Afro Appreciation, where we celebrate the historical achievements and contributions of black men and women, both past and present. As I say on every episode here, we celebrate Afro Appreciation. That's Afro Americans, Africans, Afro Latinos. We're celebrating people, institutions, anything that anything from Afro culture that helped to push our way forward. You know, we have black men and women have contributed a lot as far as inventions and science that help make our everyday way of life much more easier and simpler in today's times. So today we're going to be highlighting Archie Alfonso Alexander. And some of his accomplishments was that he was a mathematician and engineer, and he was an early African-American graduate of the University of Iowa and the first graduate from the University of Iowa's College of Engineering. He was also the governor of the U.S. Virgin Islands as well, just to name a few of his accomplishments. And now, Archie Alexander was born in Iowa, the son of Price and Mary Alexander. When the family moved to Des Moines, Price became head custodian at the National Bank. Now, Archie Alexander attended all his schools in the Iowa school system: Oak Park Grammar School, Oak Park High School, and Highland Park College for 1 year is where he started his engineering education. After that, he went to the State University of Iowa, which is now the University of Iowa. And although he initially went to Des Moines College and attempted to join the white-only American football team there, he was declined. But as a result, he played tackle from 1910 to 1912 at Iowa and was nicknamed Alexander the Great due to his prowess on the football field. During the summer, Alexander worked as a draftsman for Marsh Engineers, a bridge designing firm, and in 1912, he received a Bachelor of Science, becoming the University of Iowa's first black football player and engineer, which was a huge accomplishment for that time, especially for African Americans. After graduation, Alexander worked as a foreman for a bridge building company before going into business for himself in 1917. He continued his education at the University of London, where he studied bridge design and obtained a degree in civil engineering in 1925 from the State University of Iowa. In 1929, he formed Alexander and Repass, where he worked until his death. There, he was responsible for many construction projects on many roads and bridges, including well-known roads and bridges such as the Whitehurst Freeway, the Tidal Basin Bridge, and the extension to the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. With his business partner, Alexander designed the Tuskegee Airfield and the Iowa State University's heating and cooling system. In 1934, Alexander was appointed as one of a 12-member commission to investigate the social and economic conditions in Haiti. And in 1946, he was awarded an honorary Doctor of Engineering by Howard University. In 1954, Alexander was appointed the Governor of the United States Virgin Islands by President Dwight Eisenhower. He was the first Republican governor there since the establishment of the civil government. Unfortunately, his tenure at the post was short and controversial. In 1955, he was criticized for favoring old business partners in contracts for road building on St. Thomas. The U.S. House of Representatives launched a probe, and he subsequently resigned on August 18, 1955, ostensibly for health reasons. He unfortunately died in 1958 in Iowa. But him and his wife, through their wills, left a lot of money that went towards a lot of charities that helped many African Americans in the future to go on to study in civil engineering and following in his footsteps. Archie Alexander accomplished a lot in his lifetime, and he's definitely an example for many African Americans or many of the Afro culture to look up to in his accomplishments. So Archie Alexander, we salute you and we thank you for your contributions. We also like to just ask that you subscribe to the podcast, Everyday Black History, Afro Appreciation. You can find it on Apple Podcasts as well as Pocket Cast. And we also have our YouTube page and channel where we talk about the same thing, African-American culture, but except we have words and pictures as well. and kind of little videos to go along with it, what we're talking about. So please look out for that. Subscribe, Everyday Black History, and we'll see you soon. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.